You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison and other ministers have pushed for what they call an absolutely critical international investigation into the origins and handling of COVID-19. However, they have offered little information about what it could look like, how it would be undertaken, or what role Australia would have. Donald Rothwell is a professor of international law at the Australian National University.
There hasn't been too much detail. At the moment, we have more of a concept rather than any great detail in terms of how this would move forward. So I think the key challenge for the government is to put some content around its proposal and then seek to diplomatically advance that in the best way that's possible, notwithstanding all of the challenges that exist at the moment.
For now, China has shown no sign of coming around to the Morrison government's proposal. China's foreign ministry spokesman, Geng Shuang, told reporters over the weekend that it was highly irresponsible to resort to politically motivated suspicion and accusation. Labour spokeswoman for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong told the ABC that's why it's important to have a truly independent inquiry.
I'd make the point that the Chinese ambassador spoke about not wanting to resort to recrimination, division and suspicion. And what I'd say is that's precisely why we are supporting a call for an independent inquiry into the origin of the virus. I mean, that is precisely the reason why we'd want to make sure the international community can be assured that we get to the bottom of the origin of the virus.
She says it remains to be seen exactly how the government plans to rally that much-needed international support for the inquiry, including how to get China to the table. China has aggressively opposed the idea and this week threatened to boycott Australian education, tourism and agriculture. The virus emerged from the Chinese city of Wuhan last year and the country's government has faced criticism for how it handled the early stages of the outbreak. Senator Wong says the world needs to make sure this can't happen again.
And ultimately, this isn't about politics. It's not even about geopolitics. It's about making sure that humanity, the international community, understands how this pandemic began so we can put in place protections to ensure this does not happen again.
SBS News contacted the Office of Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and the Office of Health Minister Greg Hunt about the inquiry. Neither would provide any information about who they thought should undertake it or if there were any previous examples that could guide it. It also remains unclear how the inquiry fits together with the government's separate calls for World Health Organization reforms and an investigation into wildlife wet markets. Federal Liberal MP Dave Sharma, who's been strongly advocating the inquiry, told SBS News it was not incumbent on the government to lay out specifics yet.
You need to sort of socialise the idea to begin with. You need to get nations comfortable with it before you start going into detail. Because if you just go and land a sort of a, you know, 28-page position paper on their desk with no warm-up, with no, you know, with no advanced discussions or conversations, with no sense of the purpose or the driving force behind it, it'll be dead on arrival. So the way these things always work is you need to start by having the conversation, start by talking about what you think needs to be done and what Australia thinks needs to be done.
Stressing that he wasn't speaking for the government, Mr. Sharma had his own thoughts about what the inquiry could look like.
In an idea, we'd be best off having it done under UN auspices because that gives it the broadest bind, gives it the neutrality that the UN conveys and means that it has, you know, legitimacy in interacting with all member states.
He says ideally you'd want a panel of eminent elders of the international scene to spearhead the investigation.
A number of different options, but we get people, you know, people of international stature who are well known around the world, whose credibility is well regarded, who are seen as, you know, independent and honest brokers, and, you know, who could look into this. And you know, they wouldn't do the investigations themselves, but they'd be the board overseeing it, if you like, and they'd ultimately sign off on the conclusions or the recommendations.
Professor Rothwell agrees the UN should conduct the inquiry.
The type of inquiry that's required is one of such significance that it does require the imprimatur of a body like the United Nations. This is a matter that is of interest and concern to every member of the international community.
But while he says the most obvious precedent is the tried and tested method of working through the United Nations Security Council, the presence of China on the Security Council could create an impediment. China, along with four other permanent members of the Security Council, has the power to veto resolutions. Similarly, he said there are issues if the World Health Organization conducts it, including the fact that it currently has its hands full responding to the crisis itself. Professor Rothwell says another route would be for a number of governments to come together to establish their own independent commission of inquiry and circumvent the UN processes.
But I think the issue that would immediately arise is that even if you had a number of governments involved, and we'll suppose that the Australian government was to lead that, would they have the backing of China? Would it have the standing at the end of the day to be accepted as being a credible inquiry because only a certain number of governments were backing?
The Prime Minister insists an inquiry would not be pursued as an issue of criticism, but as an issue of importance for public health. And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.